a bridge. What? Be like, I got that Georgia sausage looking for that Georgia dome.
Lord, here's the guy, took big hunk of balls for me. Just get away from me.
You gonna have dick on your mind? Again, what? As usual. You gonna have dick on your mind all day?
Uh-huh.
I'll put it on the table.
Can't disinfect the what radio tape?
Come on, man. Come on over. Come and stroke that dick. Put it on the plate just and pop it to the wall. I don't give a fuck. Something got to say.
Wow.
I think
we're live.
You got to pop it like Jocelyn Hernandez.
She is Jocelyn Hernandez. We're not going to tell nobody.
I'm not.
We live.
How's Stevie doing?
Oh, are we live?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so. Yep. Hello? Hello.
We live for real?
Can we get a mic check?
Can we get a live check? Can we start the show?
Yes, we can. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Say What Talk Show, where all type of stuff happens. And our producer never lets us know when we live or not.
Sorry.
Live. You don't pay attention.
I gotta get, look, before y'all even shout yourself, I gotta shout out my mama is here. Hey, mama.
Shout out.
And my sis is here. S is in Sahara, so I'm not gonna be talking too much.
Soon. Shout out to the people that came with the ITP. Sorry if I TP you too many times. Welcome. This is DJ Spice.
Panel, y'all introduce yourself from the left to the right.
Yes. I'm going to ask you guys a question. I've been seeing this question go around Facebook. So we're going to introduce ourselves and answer the question. If you woke up as the opposite sex, with all the parts and everything, what would be the first thing you would do? And you are listening to DJ Veen, and I think the first thing I would do is measure myself.
Wow.
I guess, yeah. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Isis?
Girl,
who's next?
I'm DJ Ice Cold, a.k.a. Isis. And if I would probably measure Levine's dick, too, if she was.
If you was a man?
If I was a man, what would I do first?
Thank you.
There's a compliment. I'm a man, I guess I'd have to do what all men do. I'd probably have to scratch.
It's not normal.
Yes, it is. Have you met any
Who's
man
next?
For the morning?
I guess I'll
Kimmy.
Go
she mute. Boss?
I've been wondering why I am a girl. Maybe we'll find another girl.
What would you do if you found another girl?
Explore her.
You could explore yourself, honey.
I'd hit the gym.
Man, humbly.
And the most boring answer of the day.
I'd hit the gym.
No, she's creating spots.
I'd go for a walk.
Hit the gym. See, there's a reason why I would hit the gym. The reason why I would hit the gym is because, number one, hitting the gym would determine my sexuality, okay? And once I got up in the gym and I figured out my sexuality, I'd be able to go from there, you know?
Now it's
because,
too,
you know,
born to deep.
Fellas, you get hard when you see certain things, right? And so I'm not going to look at porn because, you know, that's just porn. So I got to see the real thing. So I go to the gym. And then I would determine, okay, what turns me on? What does it for me? And then I go from there.
Mm.
See, I have a strategy.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's right.
Smoke.
See what makes me wet.
If I woke up and I was a fever, I'd fuck myself. Pretty much. I'd figure out a way to do it and I'd do it. See, and I'm saying what y'all would have said, but y'all don't want to say it.
Would you use a toy?
I'd use whatever was available. I'd play with my titties.
Cucumbers, carrots.
I'd go in the bathroom, shave myself. What else? I'd put the tampon in, take it out.
Oh, just to Lord, say I did. I'd try to do
all the women things.
I was with you until you got that far.
But you don't feel it once it's up there.
Oh, for real? See, I didn't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
Okay, yeah. On that note.
And Finn?
No, I was going to say I would do the same thing. I would definitely masturbate and see what these multiples are all about. But I think it would stop there. It wouldn't be no tampon searching.
Multiples. Wow, did we miss anybody?
Kidding me if she's still AFK.
Don?
Who that called my name?
Trying to avoid the question.
We want to know what would happen if you woke up with a pussy, dude. Come on.
This is DJ DG, a.k.a. The Voice. If I woke up one morning and I was suddenly the opposite sex, I don't know, I think I'd be playing with my titties.
You know, they all want to play with titties. Nobody say much about pussy except for Smoke wanted to stick a, tampon.
And cucumbers and tomatoes and a Swiffer sweeper.
What the hell?
Not he everyone's said he that would use
Swiffer pussy, huh?
Wow. All right, you guys. Today we will be talking about.
Wait a minute! I didn't answer mine. You forget
okay,
about.
Go ahead. Spice. Go ahead,
Spice,
mommy.
Essential Latina. Do you know what I will do if I will copy being a man? I will kick that motherfucker ass that broke my heart. There you go. I'm done.
Wow. Yeah,
okay. All right. That's real. Probably steal some hubcaps,
I'm
too.
I'm stronger, and I will take his woman. How's that?
Fucker. How about stealing some hubcaps?
Changing a flat tire.
Oh, my God.
All right, you guys. Today, we're actually going to be talking about temptation. And the inspiration behind this topic is the movie Temptation, which will be coming out this Friday by Tyler Perry, which I am very excited about. So we're just going to cut to a quick commercial break and introduce you guys to the trailer, and we will jump right into the topic.
We have $1 billion walking in and out of these offices looking for love.
Judith?
We have a standard to uphold. That blouse, it's telling it all.
So does your dress.
What's wrong with my dress?
Can you even breathe?
How was your third week? Any better? That bad, huh?
Why am I wasting my time helping old men get a date?
Yeah, I can get out and start my own practice.
The marriage counselor, I'd be on my way.
Right now, you don't need to be thinking about that.
What's that?
The largest social media inventor since Zuckerberg
is looking to invest in my company.
Do you run Landover Park?
You run there?
Every Saturday.
With your shirt off, so all the pretty girls could notice you.
Oh, you notice me running. How long you guys been married?
6 years. I've known him for 19.
He's the only guy you've ever been with.
We're very compatible.
You have nothing to compare it to.
The second year in a row, Bryce.
I'm sorry.
My husband forgot my birthday.
Does he even notice you anymore?
Touchdown!
If you want me, then you say it.
On the first page of a story.
Imagine me running into you.
The future seems.
If I had a woman like you, I wouldn't miss a thing.
Hey, you must be Bryce, right?
Yeah.
Harley.
I fell down when Harley helped me out. See you later.
Nice to meet you.
What are you dreaming about?
I don't really dream anymore. What do you dream about?
You?
I've never seen you act like this. Talk to me. Judith!
That boy is gonna hurt you something bad.
I wanna feel alive. I wanna feel wanted.
You never know who you're married to. He start off one way and end up somebody else.
You don't know how much I love you.
Most women can't handle the kind of emotion that I bring.
He gonna take you straight to hell.
You have to hit play at the bottom.
In the world, it's fine.
I have. What are you talking about? You have to hit the play.
You've been downloading. Too many
porn,
music, and porn. Right.
So why don't you play the stream through your other computer that you have set up, and just play the stream itself with Media Player.
Go and knock on the next door neighbor's door and tell them to go and upgrade the internet. Can we go live? Hello.
Yeah, let's go live because I'm just gonna sit for you guys.
Are we?
Are we live?
Mm-hmm.
Not yet.
Probably.
Oh.
We're live. Yes, we are live. What's up, y'all? Welcome back. I hope you guys go out to see the movie when it comes out. This is the first and only Tyler Perry film you will ever hear me promote. All right, y'all. We're going to go ahead. we're going to go ahead and jump into
nobody
this.
Nobody's going to see that shit. Okay.
I'm not going to see it.
You're going to see it. Y'all going to see it.
I'm not going to say that.
One way or another. Anyways, my first question is, what defines cheating in a relationship?
Cheating is when you dedicate your personal resources to another person when you are not supposed to.
Like a laptop?
I think it's when you do something that you know you can't tell your mate about, you know, as on a basic level, just something you know that you can't tell your mate you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And if you did tell him, you'd probably get slapped or hit with something.
Right. Or cut. Or stabbed. Or both.
Such violence.
Or de-partnered.
Derendered? What?
Oh, I said departed. Unpartnered. My bad.
You log on Facebook and you're not in a relationship no more.
Oh, my
right.
God.
That'd be devastating.
All right. Age. Has anyone on the panel ever cheated on someone?
Not me.
Nope.
I did when I was in college.
I have.
Okay.
Me?
Okay. Me?
Oh, this could be good.
As smoke leans in.
Turn the volume up for a long. We recording this.
Possibly some emotional cheating.
What?
Because
I like that disclaimer.
Yeah, that's it. Nothing physical. I'm fairly good. It only happened a couple times.
A couple times.
A couple times.
So is that like sexting? Would you consider that emotional cheating?
No, like, you know, just personal, getting too friendly.
So like sexting?
No, not an intimate type of friendly, but
smiling too much up in somebody else's face?
You know, like when you're on the phone and the last person that you're talking to or fall asleep on the phone with isn't your mate.
Oh.
Yeah.
What if you're really tired?
Well, if that's the case, I cheated with the pizza delivery dude last week.
Because, like, for, you know, sometimes for women it's a little different when, you know, you're befriending someone. Especially of the opposite sex. Because, you know, in a way, it's almost like an interview also, an interview to be in your life. So they don't have a definite position as of yet because you already have someone in that leading role. So kind of like an understudy.
So in other words, you shouldn't even be interviewing.
A reserve. Ain't that some shit?
What was the question about anyway? Because I didn't even hear everybody talking.
So you know she gonna say yes.
You don't know that. What was the question, Mommy? What was the question?
Has anyone on panel ever cheated?
Hell no. I'm not a cheater. Never.
Just want y'all to know that Digi surprisingly disconnected from the call.
Well, you first of all, you got to have a man to cheat on. I don't have a man, so I don't give a damn. Now, a man always cheat anyway, and a cheater is always a cheater, so I don't.
I don't think that's fair to say men always cheat, because I know a lot of chicks that cheat.
So. I think women cheat more. Yeah, they just don't
I think
caught.
Women cheat more. I think it's just not as... Women are a little more subtle.
They don't get caught. That's what it is. Well, cats bury shit.
If you're talking real life or SL, I mean, if you're talking real life, men always cheat.
That is bullshit.
I have a question.
Bullshit. It's a lot of... Okay, some women do cheat. I'm not saying they don't, but men cheat most of the women. Because sometimes, you know, like a woman gives you everything to a man, and you're still going to go and cheat. What the fuck? You know what? You got everything at home.
See,
why you got to go get it?
You're talking about your personal experiences.
No, even my friends. Not my personal.
So it's something you're not doing to make your man cheat all the time. That's what it is. Mm.
Whatever.
Okay,
you know,
let me ask a question real quick. Does it count if you are the side dude or the side chick? Are you cheating? If the person that you're dating is taken by somebody else.
No, you're not cheating.
You're in a conflict.
Right, that's happenstance.
No, you're not cheating. They're cheating. Because you don't owe that person's mate nothing. They do. So that's on them.
However.
That is cheating.
If this was like a murder or something like that, you'd be the one going to jail too. So, as an accomplice.
Okay, but that's apples and
oranges. Exactly.
That's a difficult show.
Cheating is like murder to some folks.
No, no. It's people that don't have no lives.
Wow.
Oh, you know, I think that's, for me, cheating, a man that has everything, and a woman also, that's their character. You know, they cannot be happy with what they have. They have to go and look for some more. Come on. You know what I mean? That's a
character. You can't really say that because you said you have never cheated. Now, to the people who have cheated, what led you to cheat?
I told them, I said, why would you cheat on that woman, or why would you cheat on that man when you have it on? The man loves
you. Blame it on alcohol.
No.
Okay, hold on. Okay, we got a couple people, Big Mike, saying that they wish they could speak up on this. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to speak up on this, you just need to call us on Skype.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
That's all you got to do, and then you can speak on this with the rest of the panel. We have no problem with that. So, Ms. Veen, can you give them the number or add Smoke, CeeLo, or Levine, or myself, or Kimmy?
Add us to Skype.
Or that mouthpiece Spice going off in the corner.
Yes, if you want, there are several ways you can participate in this conversation. You can either call us up at 818-649-WHAT, which is also 818-649-9428, or you could just add us on Skype, either smoke.celo or levine.julies.
And for people that know,
I always pronounce that Julies all this time.
I did too.
I pronounce it Julius.
You and Honey, I've been calling Julie's. Just side note.
I like how the cheaters diverted from the actual question. Don, so and who else said? Oh, okay. What did y'all cheat?
Don, Starchild, and Honey were the cheaters on the panel.
I did not. I said no.
My shit just keeps cutting in and out. That's what that is.
Kimmy's a cheater too, but her ass is playing like she's not here.
Kimmy knew this question was coming up, so she left.
Kimmy cheating on me.
Kimmy's cheating right now.
Kimmy's cheating on everybody.
Dang.
Poor Kimmy.
Kimmy is with her side piece right now.
Shout out to Kimmy.
Shout outs to the side pieces for what radio staff?
Mm-hmm. Kimmy got that mic on mute screaming.
So, Star Child, what led you to cheat while you were in a committed relationship?
Well, basically, once again, I'm going to preface this by saying, yeah, I was in college. So basically, it all boils down to one of those things, and I would say because of something that Spice said, that a lot of guys, not all, but a lot of guys are guilty of, is one of those things where you want to have your cake and eat it too. Mm. You know, you find yourself in a position where you're being offered something that's highly desirable, yet you can't find a way or a reason that you need to resist it. It's happening right here. It's happening right now. You know, nothing may come of it, or something may come of it, which complicates matters even further. But you're thinking about in the moment. You're not thinking about the after. And I think that's the thing that most people fail to do when they end up in situations like that, is they don't think about the after.
Exactly.
Have you learned your lesson?
Have I learned my lesson? Well, I'm still young, so I've got lots of lessons left to learn.
That's a good answer.
Be strong, my brother.
Well,
that means he's not cheating, but he still might.
Smoke, I'm gonna need a copy of this recording. Well, Star, thank you.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Huh?
Myra said, "So you were old enough to know better."
Exactly.
Yes, and I am old enough to know better, which is why now I'm constantly battling internal demons, because those demons never go away.
Diamond says that means no, you have to resist what you call it, the temptation. Yes, you want it. Makes you pretty.
Oh, yeah, you have to resist the temptation, but you have to accept the reality of the fact that you will be
the
tempted.
Ass looks so good. Mm-hmm.
You know, it this helps is, to yeah, have look, someone this is to hold you accountable.
He needed
it helps
that
to have somebody okay, that can hold you accountable for that. I've got,
that's very true.
I can this carry is question around I always a jar ask. Of Why? Holy water to fight them demons for you if you need. I'm just saying.
Okay.
This is the question that I always ask. Why Ouch. Would you cheat when you have everything at home? Why? I don't understand that. No matter where you go, women or men, they're always
because,
cheating on
them. First of all, why? Because there's no need to apply logic to it, because cheat. Logic isn't being brought into the equation. This has nothing to do with logic, so don't try to think logically.
I do. I'm sorry, but you know, it's like when you study and you're cheating. What the fuck are you study for? And you're cheating. Come on.
Okay,
I think I'm in.
But everything is subjective, too. You said when you have everything at home, that's subjective. You may think you're giving them everything, but you're giving them like 20% of what they need. So you can't say they have everything.
Then you need to talk. But
yeah, no, I agree. I agree. I'm not excusing that. I'm just saying, you keep saying the man has everything. Why would he cheat? Well, obviously, he doesn't have everything.
Look, if you do role play at home or SL, you do role play, you do whatever. I'm going to be very, very into deep.
Him?
Yes. Some men like to have anal sex, or some women don't like it. You know what that woman is going to do?
Did she say anal sex?
Anal sex. Anal
per year.
Anal.
This just turned a whole
angel
different
sex?
Say anal.
You want to put it
in your
sex.
So what you're saying, Spice, is what you're saying is he wanted to put it in your butt and you said no. That's what you're
disgusting.
Saying.
No, you know. And then he said, "Well, he still gives it to me. I'm up to good group it." Motherfucker.
I'm sorry.
You know, if he's gonna throw, he's gonna be scared.
So you weren't giving him everything. You only giving him 2 out of 3 holes.
Everything. When I say everything,
that's 66%. That's a fail.
It doesn't matter.
That's a deep. Let me
say this real quick. What I was told one time when I was being cheated on, the reason why I was being cheated on was because I had certain qualities that the other woman did not, and she had certain qualities that I did not. So he felt like if he had both of us, then he would have the perfect woman and he would be completely happy. And he tried to throw it back in my face saying, you know, didn't you tell me you always wanted me to be happy? I'm like, well, yeah, with me, not somebody else too. So
yeah, how's that make you feel when some idiot tells you that? That's stupid, you know?
All right, well, we have Mike Jefferson on the line who would like to add something to conversation as well. Go ahead, Mike.
Can you go back to the original question? Because I'm just getting all caught up in the conversation.
Well, we did start out with what led you to cheat.
What led me to cheat?
Yes.
Let's see. Well, I could go into basically being married before and my wife cheating on me. So at that time, I just felt like it was payback.
That's real.
So, wow. I mean, it was no qualms about it. It was just me going to do me at the time, and that was it.
So eye to eye, an eye for an eye.
I think that's very selfish.
Pretty much.
I mean, it was cut and dry. It wasn't pretty much, I mean, if we married and you cheated on me, then you shouldn't be mad if I cheat on you. I mean, granted, you should be faithful, but if that doesn't happen, then that's how I felt at the time. But I kind of disagree with, I think, Spice, right?
Mm-hmm.
As far as, you know, going on and saying that every, you know, if you got whatever, if a man has whatever he needs, then he shouldn't be cheating. Some men feel that they need more than what a woman gives him. And even though the woman gives him everything, sometimes they just say, hey, that's just not enough. And that's just being greedy, but that's just on them.
Then I'm going to respond to that if you don't agree, because then you shouldn't be having one woman. You should just be a player and fuck everybody else and do and get whatever you want, not to be one-on-one with somebody and make somebody suffer or break their heart. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I actually agree with Spice. I got to
run exactly.
The camera.
If I want to be fuck around, I go and do. You know what? I don't want to break anybody's heart. I'm gonna do every man that I want and I feel like it. And I'm gonna taste that flavor because I like it. Same thing to a man.
Don't is it get pumpkin flavor?
Whatever flavor it is, I don't care. Even if it's a hot pepper, man. They're better than the hot pepper. But I'm gonna tell you right now. If
hot
every
pepper. That means you're burning.
Every flavor, I will not marry or break somebody's heart. Same as for the men. If you want to be fucking Anna, Patricia, whoever from the A to Z, don't get married. Don't do one-on-one. Don't do that because you're selfish. I mean, if you commit to somebody, you need to be with that person only. And if you don't like what she's doing or he's doing, then talk about it. You know, baby, I want you to do it this way. You know, hey, baby, you know I want to be doing this way. So that way you guys both can be just one-on-one. That's what I'm saying.
What if he want a threesome then? Then what?
Well, you know what? I will give him the threesome.
That's like the other one wanted a threesome.
Well, I will give the threesome, but it will be my best friend. That's about it.
Whoa. Your best friend?
Absolutely.
Whoa. Okay.
Well, that's crazy.
Best friend to call because in.
Shouldn't that be a topic for another show?
You know why?
You're getting your internet
you know why? Friend. You know why?
If that's where you get your internet from, he ain't going to cheat on you again. Trust me.
Do you know why? Because it's the person I trust.
Your best friend. So that means. Never mind.
So you trust your best friend not to take your man, right? That's what you're saying.
She's not going to take my man, believe me. I know.
But
I
every
know.
Time y'all hang after that, you got to. I don't know. Maybe it's different with men. I couldn't.
Yeah, there's no freaking way.
I'm not smashing my wife with my best friend. Right. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I couldn't deal with that. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
It's gotta be, it's got to be somebody.
Some random that you won't go see, you're not going to run into again, you know. That's just me, though.
Now, on that note, though, I'm going to say this, because Spice, you said that you have never cheated and you have never been cheated on, correct?
Oh, no, yes, I've been cheated on.
Been cheated on? Okay.
Oh, she obviously been cheated on, can't you tell?
Can you hear the hate?
I'm not hating. I'm just saying, you know, I don't think it's right.
It's passion. It's passion.
Smash and dash, babe.
But I'm going to say something, because Hunt made a comment earlier when Michael was talking. isn't that what cheating is, though? Cheating is selfish. It's something yes. you want. It is, of course, it's going to be selfish, no matter how you look at it.
Yes, it's very selfish.
Now, I mean, some people have open relationships. It's a very different story. But cheating is, you're doing it for yourself. Well, it's not because you're doing it for the other person. It's not because you're doing it because the other person doesn't give you what you want or what you need. You are doing it
the other person cheated on you.
Open relationship is basically cheating but with permission.
It is. I want to have an open relationship.
It's legal cheating. Nope. It's legal cheating. That's basically, this is an oxymoron. But I mean,
I don't agree with that, but that's okay. But I, you know what? Cheating on a whole is selfish. And is, you
oh,
know,
no, it's just like, yeah.
It is. I see, mommy, you know, I would not like the word that says, oh, yeah, we're together, but we have an open relationship. She can do this and I can do that. Fuck you. No.
You guys can be together. Just be single and just smash on the regular. Just have fuck buddies.
See, I think nah.
That's the same thing. Right? Open relationship is a fuck buddy, but constantly. Just a different type of fuck buddy.
Yeah.
You come back immediately to a crossroads or some shit.
Everybody defines their own relationship. Like for me, an open relationship would be something that is mutually agreed upon. It isn't.
No, I'm not laughing. I'm laughing. My wife over here smashing and dashing, making me laugh right now.
Because you know you're not gonna be. We all know that any relationship is it's work. It's labor. It's full out commitment. It isn't easy. And if you and your mate decide to have a mutual agreement, let's say once every 6 months, you're allowed to step out. That isn't something that I would see.
You're allowed to step out, you said?
Yeah, like
once every six months. That's legal cheating. That's basically letting you go ahead and sow your oats somewhere else, right. And then come back to me. That's a hall pass, basically.
Right.
More or less.
Get out of jail card. Just get out of jail free card.
Technically, by definition, it's not cheating because they know anyway.
Exactly. Well,
yeah. But, I mean, how many times are you going to get away with that?
It isn't monogamous.
Right.
Yeah. Because it's like, think about it this way. Once every 6 months, so you go twice a year, right? You let your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, girlfriend get out and do what they want to do and then come back, right? So let's just say they do it once. And they, now is this also, hey, don't contact this person after you smash and dash? Because if you know it's most likely going to happen, if they liking what they're doing, they might
right.
keep in contact with that person without you knowing, even though you say, okay, once every 6 months, okay, here come December, go do what you got to do, and then in July you can go do what you got to do. But again, but how do you know what's going on between December and July?
I agree.
Then that would be cheating. That would definitely be cheating.
No, what I'm saying,
outside the agreement, then that's cheating.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But what I'm saying is that even though...
He's saying open the door for more shit.
Open the door for that. To let them out.
Hell no.
Especially, you know, when it's just sex like that, and that maintenance dude or chick maybe doing something that you really, really dig or whatever, you know. So I think I think you just open the door for that.
You might as well just be swinging.
Right.
Just do it together. And just go to do what you got to do together, and you're always with that person, and you're always with your spouse or with your better half. And this way you know what they're doing. And you doing it together. You sharing everybody. If that's the case, you might as well just be a swinger. Together.
That's a good point.
Home run.
Okay.
Niecy, I'm going to need you not to be so excited.
Huh? When you guys do that,
tell your wife not to be so excited.
In 6 months, you can, okay, you're behind it. You can go and have one night stand, and I can go and do another. You know men are very jealous, and the first thing is going to say,
generalizing.
Men, everybody's jealous.
It's not men.
It's not just men.
I got a problem.
Okay, we all. Well, okay, I'm sorry. That's true. All of us are jealous, and you're gonna be like guessing. Was he better than me? Was she better than me? You know what I'm saying?
So I mean, why but if you're swinging, you're not gonna worry about that.
Why have that when you have it? When you can make it your own, you're unique. You can have that person just do what you want him to do. In your privacy, in your own bedroom, or in the whole house. Who gives a shit? It's the point that I'm trying to make. The jealousy, the cheating, and all that. I can't stand that.
But if you're confident in your own skills, you don't got to be worrying about, oh, is he or she better?
It's always going to be in the back of your mind. It's always going to be in the back of your mind.
It's always going to be in the back of your mind if you're insecure about your abilities.
Exactly.
Okay, Miss Nene over there made a point. She said, what if you find what you want in the person you are with?
Exactly.
Why do you need to cheat? So hold on, though. You're saying exactly, but hold on. To the people who have cheated on the panel, and for those of y'all listening in, shout it out, whatever. Why did you cheat?
Me, it was a thrill of it. Because
I fucking wanted to.
Points.
No, I at the time of my life, that's basically what it is. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah,
you do it because you wanted to.
Just because you wanted to.
Every other reason doesn't matter. You did it because
you
wanted to.
What I find interesting is that the guys who say that they cheat, they pretty much say, you know, it's just something that I wanted, you know, blah, 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 what y'all just said. But if you were to ask a woman the same thing, and I've never cheated, but I know plenty of women who have. And the majority of my friends who have cheated said that they got caught up emotionally. You know, they fell for the other person or whatever. You know, they were in love with two people or whatever. So it's more of a emotional thing for the woman than a physical thing for the men, is what you guys are saying.
Well,
I
think it could be emotional for men as well. It depends on what's going on in that particular situation. Because most men, if not all, are visual. Most women, if not all, are emotional. Just like on SL, it happens all the time. You see somebody, let's just go, for example, with someone's picture. They go by a picture and they see the picture. The dude was like, oh, yo, she's hot, whatever the case is. And if they happen to meet him in real life and it's a different person, they upset because it doesn't look like the person they saw in the picture. Okay? That happens all the time. We know it.
All the time.
All the time. And it's the same. And it's the same. And the women might not admit it, but it's the same for women. They see a picture. Dude. Oh. That's dude, okay, I'm liking his six-pack, come on, see him, and he's a big dude. It's like, where's the six-pack at? He got a six-pack.
Yeah, emotional shit.
That's about it.
That emotional shit goes out the window.
Exactly. It's like,
but you know what? No, it doesn't always go out the window. Because, for instance, I know a chick who met a dude here in SL, and the picture that he showed her, you know, he had a jerry curl and everything, you know, but she fell for it. And
she moved to be in
with the dude, and he was a big dude. But she stayed because she loved him.
My name is Kayla.
Is she in the room?
Women are different, though. Women's feelings are different than men. I don't care what anybody says.
I think it depends on the situation. It depends on the situation, and just like you said, it's emotional for women, and it's a visual or physical thing for men.
Well, Bianca says you Michael can be God, visual and that. Emotional at the same time.
That's true.
I agree. Yeah,
that's true.
I agree. You can be, because your emotional make you, you know, your physical and emotional, it all goes in one and makes you make that decision of what you wanted to do. I mean, before I cheated, I didn't cheat ever. But the fact that my wife that I'm married to at the time, till death do you part, I found out you cheat twice in my house. I'm going to go out and do what
in
I want to do.
House?
Yeah.
Oh, you did OJ her ass.
I'm just saying, it's just like, and then you mm-hmm. do what you do, and then I didn't feel bad about it. I was like,
I guess you did. If she cheated in your house, good. I hope you changed the sheets. Got a new mattress.
You change the counter, and the locks, and everything else.
Change the countertop, the door, the washing machine, and the dryer.
Now, the person, whether it's a repeat or not, that you end up cheating with, do they have more to offer you than your current partner, or do they look better? How did you pick that person?
Ciroc.
Yeah.
You played her on alcohol again.
I don't want to hold up the. Go ahead. Are you saying something?
How did you pick the person is the question?
Yes.
Well, don't everybody answer at once.
I thought he was answering.
Well, that's I mean.
What was the question? What was the question?
How did you pick the person?
You never cheated.
You don't pick the person. You know, you connect with that person. You start talking. You get to know each other better. And if you see he's or her through colors, that is not going to be for you. then you walk away and you say, you know what, thank you very much. But if you met that person, I don't care if it's short, black, white, or whatever, you know, six pack or no, and then you feel for that person, of course you're gonna fall in love with that person no matter what. You know, looks doesn't do nothing for me. It's the inside of the human being, how they treat you, how they respect you, how they make you get it warm inside your body. Say, oh my God, you know, just with his voice.
So you're going to hook up with an ugly dude?
Big man.
I don't give a damn if it's ugly.
But you have not cheated.
Hold on, I think Nate said something.
In my eyes, I will see that ugly person that everybody else is seeing ugly. I'm not even beautiful.
I'm because I love that person. Sit down because she has not cheated. But I would like to add that Nene said, why can't people be more responsible for finding someone they are compatible with and taking time? Because if you are compatible with someone and friends, then you work together and satisfy each other's needs.
Exactly.
But what if you think you're compatible with the person that you're with, but you actually aren't?
Oh, so is that denial?
No. But
it does sound like denial because, I mean, the person that you're with is the person that you chose to be with. You chose that person. And so whenever you, quote, unquote, find somebody else who is better than that person, you know, if you're already married, that's too bad. You can't change your mind. Change your mind, but you shouldn't change your mind because that's the person that you said that you were going to spend the rest of your life with.
No, no, that's not true because this day and age things change and people fall in love very quickly and relationships don't last like they used to 20, 30 years ago.
That's right.
Because people are lazy.
Well, part of it is laziness. Part of it isn't. Part of it is people don't know what true love is to begin with. So they assume because somebody gets their pussy wet or their dick hard, they're in love for 5 minutes and they start
to be in love with
bunch of crap. It happens.
I think
every
she was
day.
Being facetious.
But are people actually in love, or are they just throwing that word around more?
Well, I think people are throwing the word around. But I think the other problem is some people don't know what true love is, but they'll say they're in love. They think they're in love, and then all of a sudden,
stop being like first before you're in love. Shit.
Well. No, some people go straight to love, and that's usually how things get screwed up.
I mean, the reason why, because like here in SL, like you said, you know, you start dating someone, and next thing you know, a week later, you're talking about you love them. But in RL, do you tell someone in a week that you love them? Is that some really that common to you?
Which is foolish.
Some people do.
But some people
I don't know.
Oh, it's been, I've been told that before. I'm like, what? No, you got
in a week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's sad, actually.
But you know what? Some people, they feel strongly and they feel quickly. And it's not that they're at fault for that, but those are the same people.
Come on.
Nay.
So the people that feel strongly and feel quickly, should they be getting married?
No, I think you should take some time.
Each probably person not. I mean, you need to take time. You need to get to know the people. But this day and age, people don't do that. In real life, too, in a month or 2 months, all of a sudden they're married. They met a month ago. They're married. She's knocked up 3 months later, and 2 months before the kids due, they're divorced.
But here's another thing that needs to be thrown in there is the fact that what you portray in life with regard to love, lust, or whatever it is stuff that you learned or you're emulating from something you've seen in the past.
That's right.
This is behavior that you learned. So if you've seen nothing but, you know, various women going in and out of the house, blah blah blah, when you were growing up, then you think that that's the norm.
Yep.
Exactly.
I agree. Because you think that's what's supposed to happen, so you do the same thing, and then you wonder why it doesn't work out.
Or you try to do the exact opposite.
Has anyone ever been caught cheating?
I've caught somebody cheating.
Define being caught.
Like, yeah, you talking about like numbers in your phone? You mean like caught with numbers in your phone, or you mean like caught in the actual act or something? You know,
in any of the options that you threw out, any of those.
I've been caught with numbers in my phone before. You know, if that counts.
Did you try to lie your way out of it?
You want the honest answer or you want the political?
deny.
Dude, who do you
honest
believe?
Answer. I don't know who that
is. I told her, who do you believe, me or your lion ass eyes?
Upstroke?
I'm mad at her lion eyes.
You're supposed to put guys' names for girls' names.
See, now how? Now we are going to.
I used to do that, Mike.
Get around.
Mike, I used to do that, but then I would forget who was who, so I just gave up. Then you try to do locks and shit, and that only works so far.
Asterisks next to it.
Yeah, it gets crazy.
Yeah, so we don't name them a guy's name anymore.
I used to do that, Smoke, but then I would forget who was who. And I'd be Bill,
the wrong person.
Why Henry calling you at 11 o'clock at night?
Henry.
why is
texting you a lot?
Why is Bill texting you while he miss you? Let's just go on here.
Yeah, just don't. You don't.
Okay, now my question. You have some men. And
no, no, stop. Stop.
I don't have it.
Stop. We heard your question. You answer the question. Have you ever been caught cheating before? You're not just going to throw our asses out on the ladies.
We all been on this bus all by ourselves.
Right. Y'all speak your ass to Kimmy AFK ass, sitting there scared of the questions and the answers.
She's lurking. That's what they call lurking.
Oh, she stopped eating the pumpkin seed. Now she's straight just sitting there because she don't want to mic up.
Right. I see y'all lips and words.
What?
Okay, Bean, go ahead.
Okay, how far? Because you know you have some men and women who say they, if you don't have solid evidence on them cheating, you can't blame them for cheating. Whether it's you find phone numbers or flirting text messages, what gives you the reason where you would finally admit that you were cheating? What type of evidence is cause for finally admitting that, yes, you were cheating?
That's not like some blackmail shit. Like,
I know, right?
I got pictures.
deny. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, the negatives.
I think when you're caught open hand, when you're caught, you just go
ahead and,
yeah.
With your pants down?
Big hand.
Yeah, I mean, what can you say to
you? Gotta be down, man.
What can you say then? My dick just fell into her mouth.
What? You
know, I was taking her temperature. I mean,
it
you know,
doesn't count. I wasn't touching her. She was touching me.
I tripped.
We was playing house.
Right. Tripped and fell.
What is that? Is that a? Okay, am I the only one seeing that?
So I don't. I think that when you're caught, then you kind of just got to give it up.
That's not true. I know somebody that cheated, and it was blatant that they had cheated. And to this day, as far as I know, they still haven't admitted to it. Have I cheated? Yes.
Are you cheating on your screen?
What the fuck is that?
What is that?
Oh my God.
Like a tooth.
What the? LaBella said that bitch wasn't me.
See, I hate that song. That song is so stupid. That song has gotten so many people in trouble.
It was a hit, though.
It was a hit. It wasn't me.
Stupid hit.
Because
who has cameras in the house, though?
I did.
A lot of people do now.
Caught me on camera. It wasn't me.
And even on cheaters, I saw a link somebody posted up.
Oh, man.
Yes, I saw a link somebody posted up. The girl confronted the guy who was in the bar with her neighbor. And he still said he was not cheating. They were just having a meal. They were butt naked on top of each other in the video. He was wasn't doing nothing.
Well, see, at that point, I mean, that's just somebody that's just being stupid.
Right.
I mean, when you get right down to it, I mean, you know, if you've got undeniable proof or incontrovertible evidence, as they say in court, then, you know, you just got to give it. Okay, yeah, you got me. I'm sorry. I mean, you can try to apologize, but at that point, it's pretty much, you know, it's a done deal.
It's pretty much a wrap.
Yeah. Call it a day.
I'll get my shit.
You got caught out there. I'll pack.
LaBella said, word, finally found my long-lost twin, and he like hoes. But, yeah.
Okay.
So I have a question real quick. quick question. For those of you who were cheating, did you have a contingency plan in case you got caught?
No.
Nah.
You don't think about the after, remember?
I actually too much
didn't care. So.
Because in your mind, you don't think you're going to get caught.
Okay, then is there etiquette? Is there etiquette that cheaters need to follow?
Yeah, don't do it in the bed.
You need me to write are we writing a book now?
Don't bring that bitch home.
Yeah, you don't do it at home. I think that's like a...
Yes, yes, there is etiquette.
You don't do
One,
it.
One, you don't do it at home.
That's I just want to get...
Not in the bed at home.
Well, not at home at all. You're violating a space. Right. So it shouldn't ever be in the same space that the other person is occupying.
So what about the garage? Is the garage okay?
Nah, not the garage either, man.
Well, the garage is technically yours as the man, so I say fuck the garage. Fuck the garage.
What if I got a man cave in the house?
I actually want to get caught.
Because it's still in the same house.
Damn. Because you're going to be walking around. Because
she ain't going to come out in the garage anyway.
She don't come into my man cave.
Well, if she don't go into the man cave, then that's different. No, I'm joking.
I don't have central air in my garage, so it don't count.
But I mean, wouldn't you be walking around looking at, you know, where you just was, you know, man, I was hitting it right there just a little while ago, and then your baby come home and sit right there where your
well
see, that all depends on what your mental makeup is, because you're asking, it sounds like you're asking, would you feel guilty?
I'm very
that didn't feel guilty that at all.
That should be
I actually wanted her to know that I was cheating.
Okay. Would you leave a condom on the bed or something?
No, see, this is the thing. Like, the way my house was set up, I had a two-family house. So, basically, there was a top part and a bottom part. So, after I found out that she was cheating, I made her move out and down to the bottom part of the house. So I lived on the top part with the washing machine and all this other stuff, and she lived in the bottom part. And it was separated in our own house. I said, you gotta do what you want to do down there. I'm going to do what I do up here. Now, granted, it's funny, though. When your spouse is whoever cheats on you, and then you go ahead and do a different thing on them, they're wondering where you going all of a sudden. Why are you going out all of a sudden? Because I want to go out. don't ask me nothing. I wasn't asking you nothing when you wasn't doing what you was doing. But I didn't care. It was like almost a point where 4 or 5 years had gone by, and you was, you know, it's just pretty much like a fed up thing. And then after that, the camel, you know, the story about the camel's back. And I was like, all right, well, I'm gonna do me. I have no qualms about it. So
okay. Then for those of you who have cheated, would you consider yourself as someone who could be trusted with the matters of the heart?
Yes, because I've grown up since then.
Right.
Yeah, but like you said, you know, them demons still be hanging around.
Oh yeah. Only I mean, because once again, you will always be tempted. That's just the reality of life. It's out there, and it's your responsibility as a responsible adult who's in a committed relationship to do your best to resist the temptation that's out there, because it's there. You have to face that reality. You living on this planet, it's there. Whether you're looking for it or not, it's there.
I neglected. Sure is Diamond? Hold on. Who neglected who?
It's right there, man. You're right.
It's always out there. So
she said, "Right there."
As long as you maintain a certain diligence within your mind that says that you cannot or you will not do that.
So I didn't neglect my wife to make her cheat. She cheated. That was her personality before that, obviously. Because I didn't cheat on her. I did what I'm just trying to figure out what you were talking about, if Diamond was talking to what I was saying.
What she said, I didn't see.
I don't know. I'm just, all I see was, I have to read up. Excuse me. Let me read up.
Tell her to join the panel so we can get the scoop. We got people listening in Afghanistan who don't know what's going on.
And they want to know.
Man, if they're in Afghanistan, they're listening.
I saw you made her do what she did.
Shout out to the truth.
Okay, LaBella says cheaters are cheaters. You're just gaining knowledge and you do it better.
There's way more stuff that I want to go into that made.
That's a question. That's a question, real quick. I don't mean to take over, but based on what she says, do you guys think that if a person cheats, it's necessarily something that you didn't do? That it's always your, you know what I mean? I don't know if I'm saying it right. In other words, if your wife cheats on you, is it necessarily your fault, based on what Diamond's saying, or husband?
I think people cheat for different reasons. I don't think there's one specific reason why people cheat. I mean, everybody has their own reason to it, whether they're just an asshole, whether so-and-so did something to hurt their feelings, whatever the case might be.
They might be tears, dude.
When they got into the relationship.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily have to be cause and effect.
I agree. I'm just based on what Diamond was saying. She's saying that she's saying that it's Mike's fault that his wife cheated, if I'm getting that right.
Cheating is cheating. So basically you're saying that nobody can change. You two over there screaming at the top of your lungs in open chat. I'm curious. I want those two on damn mic.
I mean,
Lala and Nay, I'm gonna need y'all to call in.
I mean, there's different reasons for the way people cheat. I mean, for example, if you cheat on somebody before you get married, or for instance, let's just say a woman does a bait and switch, which happens a lot, where
wow,
I was baiting and switching. Basically, what happened to me, I was. You know, the fact of the matter was that everything was cool before I got married, and then after I got married, everything's changed. Where you totally act the opposite of what you showed me in the first place.
You married the representative. Yeah, I get it.
I married customer service, and it was like, okay. And then they at the end. I mean, but that was just my particular situation. I don't think that it happens for everybody. I don't think that if you're a cheater, for example, if I didn't know my wife before, my ex-wife before, and be like, okay, she's a cheater. I didn't know that. I wouldn't know until after the fact and when she does it to me. And that's what happened. So I don't think it was my fault per se that she cheated on me.
I wanted
mic off if you want to be on mic.
Just right quick, I wanted to ask Honey, are you feeling guilty right now?
Feeling guilty by what?
Well, you said you walk around the house and you look at that spot, and that's where y'all cheated at. So let me find out. He bent over the crib. Now that's where the baby playing at.
Right, he went way back to that one.
Right, I was holding on to that one.
Baby, why's the couch all wet?
You know what?
Why the Christmas tree leaning? Y'all opening up presents and you sitting there looking like the Grinch. What happened in here?
Oh, my goodness. That's all. You guys are a mess. All right. Well, what we've been doing is actually talking from a cheater's point of view. After this next commercial break, we're going to talk from the person who got cheated on point of view. So y'all go ahead and lay around. Use the bathroom if you need to.
I got to talk again?
Yeah, Mike, you on both sides.
Mike, you like talking.
Yep, pretty much.
You gotta
you know
switch chairs
now. That's a unique perspective.
I'm going to do a number five. Y'all let
Oh, hell.
That's a fart. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. There's that BBW snoring. Oh.
Biggie snoring? Oh.
Or like she needed her lungs massaged.
Right. Something.
You said your lungs massaged? Sorry.
Woke up her chest all red.
Damn.
Good.
All right, let's go back live.
Y'all, did you say two more minutes?
Lord have mercy. Wasn't that 2 minutes ago?
He said that like 9 minutes ago.
Oh yeah, we live.
Yeah, we've been live. Welcome back, y'all.
I want to give a big shout out to everybody here. What up, Thundar? And everybody here in the crowd. Okay, Bean, that's all.
Oh, what's once again, you guys, we are talking about cheaters. Now we are going into the segment where we focus on those who have been cheated on. And my first question to the panel, has anybody here been cheated on?
I have.
I don't know.
I have. I have. Of course.
If you don't know, then she's good.
Ta-da.
I've been cheated on. I just found out a few minutes ago. She cheated on me with somebody emotionally. Fell asleep. Somebody on the phone or some shit. Right. You're going to find out later.
Right. Hacker phone.
Were there signs that led you to thinking that you were being cheated on?
Staying up all night long on the phone or on the internet, will not get off the internet to go to bed.
She had a weird smell on her.
Ew. It's like funk.
She smelled different.
My down. We just didn't do shit we used to do.
Like what?
Hang out.
Aww.
That was kind of the most obvious one.
No, I think
hang out.
He started arguing a lot. Like she went from just being real argumentative. Like the smallest shit, she would be all pissed off, act all funny and shit.
Where is Spice?
Okay. I'm right here.
A whole lot to say about that.
Yes, Spice. This is Spice.
Spice gonna
segment
take over
right
the rest
here.
Of the show. Right, right. This is Spice show.
I'm right back. Here.
Spice, have you ever been cheated on?
I've been cheated. Yes, my first husband and my only husband, asshole. You know what's so funny? We married when we were very, very young. Okay. In Nicaragua, we married young. I was 15, he was 17. he was my sweetheart. And when we turned 30 years old or something like that, I mean, I always did give him whatever he needed. I was a wife, a lover, a whore, slut, whatever you want to call it in bed, and best friend. But then he cheated. And I asked him, Why did you cheat it? Why?
You didn't do anal.
And he said, because I married too young. And I say, motherfucker, asshole.
Damn, what you doing?
I worked my ass off for 6 months to bring his ass over here. When we came from this from Nicaragua, we were in war. He was in jail. I took him out and helped his family and everything. And what happened? How you repay me? Telling me that we were too young. I was too young. I'm like, bitch, I was 2 years old, younger than you. But he still cheated. And not only that, this is why I always say cheater is always a cheater. He's cheating to the woman he cheated with. He's cheating on that woman.
I feel some kind of way about this.
That's his character. He's a
car guy. How you start this conversation off? We were lovers. We got married real young. And then he cheated on you. Hold up, motherfucker. How you get a black accent after he cheat on you? How you turn black? What happened? Y'all didn't hear that?
I'm always been black.
Motherfucker.
I'm always been black.
And you sit back.
The man is not black, but he's blue, you know, he's got some, you know what I'm
saying.
Shut up. Anyway, all I can tell you is, I don't care what color it is. If you fell in love with somebody and you promised to death do us apart, I thought that's what's going to be happening. We even talk about it. I can't believe, you know, I have my children very young. I grew up with my own children. So, and we would have it all, but he messed it up. And that's when my daddy came and picked up my guns because I'm about to kill him.
Can I ask you a question, Spice? It may be a little much information to be asking about, but did he go to jail before or after y'all got married?
Well, back home, it was because he worked for the government, and since he didn't like to do what the government said, we were put up in jail. I was sent out to the military, and he was in jail. So it's another story. No, he didn't go to jail, get in jail because he did something to me. No, it's because he didn't follow the communist.
No, believe. No. What I'm saying is, was that before you got married or after you got married?
Oh, after. After. We were kids. We were just kids. You know, stupid kids. He went to jail because, I don't know, back in the day, you know, well, I don't know, in Nicaragua, you know, I ever heard from the teletypes, and he was one of the, like, a secretary type, and the news press came when the revolution started, and he refused to transmit or whatever to send the real truth about it, and he was doing that, and he didn't want to, and they were censoring a lot of stuff, and he didn't want to censor, you know, he didn't want to
so he's kind of a hero.
No, I'm not a hero. I'm just an idiot.
No, Sam, he is. He went to jail for something that he
went to jail.
That's the right thing to do.
The hero here is me because I was in the mountain for 6 months killing some people I don't even know. That's why. No, I'm kidding. No, I went to the military and they dressed me and they took him to jail.
Sorry.
For everybody else listening, we're in the Skype channel actually giggling to ourselves because she said she married a Teletubby. I just want to point that out.
No,
he's a national hero.
As a teenager, I had a very hard life, and when you knew and you meet somebody that you think you can spend the rest of your life with, and betrays you like this, that's it. I never look back. He's still my friend. I still help him.
Wait, you still help him?
Every he needs help, but
just a second. Somebody's calling on you. They know.
Can one of y'all just spice a hug for me? He's too far away.
Shut up. I don't need a hug. I need
said,
a drink.
Do you still let him hit?
Huh?
Do you still let him hit?
Hell no. Hit the street.
Oh. Oh, okay. I'm just curious.
Hell no.
You said you're getting what he needs. Maybe he needs some ass.
I love him because he's the father of my girls, and that's about it. I care for what happens to him because we had a life together. But
don't care if his dick is dry.
I don't give a shit. He's the only man in this world. I will fuck him. His dick can be dried and dust. I don't care.
Do you have life insurance? He's a con artist.
Hell no.
You should.
I used
what?
To.
Yeah, she
I right. used to.
You should.
Okay. I used
to. I would.
Alrighty then.
My mom.
Probably got motherfuckers on this panel with life insurance out on me.
And this is my gentle way of trying to guide the conversation. When my parents got divorced because my father cheated on my mother, before they got the divorce, my mother went and got a $1 million policy on him. Her own policy. Because number one, he's kind of a sickly man. And number two, he married a very young girl. He left her for a very young woman. So, you know, she says at some point his cheating on me is going to pay me back handsomely. So.
He's still alive?
For now, yeah, he is. Thank God.
Oh, she's so she
has my dad. Okay. You know.
Okay.
But
why
that is something that I learned from my mother. You know.
Why the life insurance? Why?
Because when he dies, you get paid.
Oh, when he died, even though he's married to somebody else.
Right.
Yeah,
because
for
you
a policy,
took the policy out of. If you're paying on that policy, it's your policy.
Okay, no, I'm a little confused when you said if. Okay.
That just reminds me of Eddie Murphy.
I got a life insurance policy out on someone.
This is something that I'm about to learn because I'm not from this country. But if your mother took a life insurance on him or on himself?
On him.
On him. So that when he dies, she gets paid.
Okay. Wasn't he supposed to...
Well, he still has his own life insurance policy. You can have as many life insurance policies as you want. You know, he has his own and, you know, that he shares with his new wife or whatever. But my mother knew that once they got divorced, she was no longer going to be on that particular policy. So she went and got her own policy.
Oh.
So to her, you know, he's worth more to her dead than alive. So she's just sitting by waiting.
Say what talks do we give it to you for?
Let me ask you something. So if I go tomorrow and I get a life insurance policy on my ex, I can do that?
Yeah. You can get it on anybody that you want, from what I understand, as long as you're connected to that person somehow, you know. But the fact that you guys were married and, you know, you say that you're helping him if y'all are still close, basically, from what I understand, you just have to have that person sign and agree that you can have that life insurance policy.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Yep.
When you get that policy, start baking for him and put lead shavings inside of whatever you bake for him.
See, see. But see, the thing is, I was not married in the United States.
You cannot collect the money on the murder.
So, in the United States, I can just get a policy on his name.
For instance,
I can get a policy on his name.
If your best friend is very sickly and you're taking care of her and you're her sole provider, you can go and get a life insurance policy on her, because you're going to be the one that's going to make sure that she gets buried and, you know, all of that good stuff. So you can make sure that you can afford that. So you go and get that done and have her sign it, and boom, there you go. You get paid.
Wow.
What happened to the other person sign it? Like, she's talking about getting her ex to sign this life insurance policy. What's the chances of that?
If he doesn't know anything about it, if she doesn't know anything about it, he probably don't know anything about it.
Oh, so it's going to be like some entrapment.
The signature is
like, get you drunk. Here, I need you to sign this right quick. Oh, what is it? Oh, don't worry about it. Just sign it.
Don't worry about it.
It's for your life insurance.
It's a birthday card.
It's so that you can, so that he can get paid when you die. There you go.
Oh my goodness! Should you, maybe, should you, or have you ever gone through your partner's items looking for confirmation of them cheating?
I have.
I don't think you should, but I have. You know, I have.
Well, the person that cheated on me, he gave me all of the passwords to his emails and everything, and, you know, from time to time he would ask me to check his email if he was at work or something, if he was waiting on something. So he forgot, apparently, that he gave me that information, and one day I was checking to see if he received my emails, because he was no longer responding to my emails, and that's when I found out that, boom, I wasn't the only one emailing his ass.
Yeah, that was stupid. He's supposed to give you the dummy email account. We'll have two emails, one that you can check and one that's top secret.
I check his wallet, and then also...
Yeah, baby, check my email. Ain't nothing in there.
I asked question when he's drunk, and he just saying everything, which is good.
So that's your truth serum.
You get him drunk.
He got drunk, and every time he was drunk, I said, so, what's her name? And he just sang like a little bird. Idiot.
Wow.
So, do you think that if you don't want to give your mate your passwords, that means you're cheating or something?
Most people would probably think so. If the woman's insecure, then they would probably think that.
My thing is, if you feel the need to ask for that, that's the thing. You know, I don't have a problem if you want to offer that information to me. Okay, that's great, because he offered that information to me. But I would never ask for that information.
I'm saying if you ask
him,
and
expect
your mate
somebody
said,
to ask me for my passwords either.
If you asked him and he said no, would you assume he had something to hide?
I wouldn't ask him. Because that's his right to not give it to me. You know, it's a personal thing. As far as I'm concerned, passwords are, you know. When he finally changed the password, when he realized that I was looking at his email, you know, then of course I got mad. You know, because that's a totally different thing. I didn't already caught you, so why are you changing stuff now, you know? But I would never come to you and say, yo, we together, I love you, you love me. Why don't you give me your password? That's, to me, that's stupid.
Okay, then I have a question for Honey. Honey, let's say you give your man your Facebook and social media passwords. Would you be upset if you find out he's been going on there reading your instant messages and, you know, just things that transpire between you and your friends. Would you be upset?
I can't be upset. If I gave him the password, I'm going to expect him to be doing that.
Right. I don't say that's kind of crazy.
Very logical. I like
that. I'm mad you checked. That's like giving someone your map rights and then being mad they're looking to see where you're at.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if you're going to give somebody that information, that much access to you, you better act like that person has access to you. You know, don't do something stupid that that person is not going to like. You know, if I'm going to give somebody my Facebook password, I'm not going to be on that Facebook account doing crazy crap. You know?
You'll be on the other one.
Now we learn it. Now we learn it.
You see, y'all heard her say that. But y'all, I'm not going to be on that account doing stuff.
Well, everybody has a real life one and an SL one. Everybody
not necessarily. Has. Not necessarily.
Okay. Well, the majority of people have a real life one and an SL one. And
then she has the other one.
The freaky one.
Oh my gosh. Bestie, are you supposed to be my bestie? You finna get fired.
No,
I
was just saying per se.
No, ain't no per se about that. Per se. You trying to throw me under the non-existent bus.
I'm just saying.
I saw the bus.
You kind of gave it away.
Would it have to be mutual, though? What if you gave him your information, but he wouldn't give you his?
Oh,
would you feel offended?
I think it depends on how it came about. If I just come out and say, babe, here's my information, then I can't really expect you to do it to me. But if you ask me and I give it to you, then yeah, you got to give too. So that's how I would take it.
Like
or
that.
Say,
like
hey,
that.
Would you like to trade information? Or, you know, how do you feel about that? You know, you got to ask some questions about it first before you just go giving out that information. But it's all about trust. You know, you can't just give your stuff to somebody that you're not sure if you trust.
Okay, now for you guys, if you feel that your partner is cheating, should you trust your instinct or trust your heart?
Oh, wow.
My instinct. Then my heart.
Wrong instincts will get
you. Yeah, because
that sounds like a woman's question.
Here, beat it.
That's why I want to hear how the men would answer.
Well, what's the question?
Both women would trust their instinct and start investigating.
Didn't we explain to y'all earlier? Didn't we explain to y'all earlier that men are visual creatures and women are emotional? Men would not be thinking like that. That question is flawed.
What's the question?
Ask Kimmy. Ask Kimmy the question.
Can't ask Kimmy the question. She AFK still pretend.
What's the question?
Yay,
she back.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm back. Oh, well,
she's
damn.
Back?
The end of the damn show.
Finally,
what is
up.
The question?
Okay, Kimmy, you there? You hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, Kimmy, when you feel like your partner is cheating, would you trust your instinct or would you follow your heart?
Oh, I'm gonna trust my instinct, and I'm gonna know everything that they done did. Hell yeah. Because if my instincts are right, they asses are cheating. And most of the times, 9 times out of 10, a woman's instincts is right.
That's bullshit.
That's what they say.
That's what we know.
That's what
she's bullshit.
Trust me. Because a man's action when he is cheating changes. And a woman picks up on that. See, y'all just that's did what bullshit. Y'all do every day, all day. When you was cheating, we wouldn't know anything. But when your action changes, we know. So we do our investigating work.
You think that your women don't change when you cheat? You think you're the exact same thing when you're
most
not cheating?
Men don't no, I'm not saying that we don't change. Y'all just don't pay attention.
That's not true.
Kids,
I just said that.
Dumb
y'all
motherfuckers
don't pay
who don't
to anything.
Care don't pay attention. The ones that actually care, they pick up on subtle things like
that. I just said that. When Veen asked me how did I know I was being cheated on, I said because she started acting different. We started arguing all the damn time. She was irritable as hell. Those are changes
and
you pick up.
You know Kimmy's ass wasn't here listening when she should have been.
Oh, okay, you're right.
Didn't I say I was leaving my house? Didn't I say that? I know I said that.
Perfect timing, too.
Yeah, that was real convenient.
Even they say
you ain't missed a show yet, but a show about cheaters. The show about cheaters, you conveniently have to go do an errand.
Because I wanted to let you have some time by yourself to talk about your cheating ways as right. a bestie. Mm-hmm.
Right, right. Right, that's what it is.
It's awfully courteous of her.
I try.
Frida, I want to back up a little bit and ask Kimmy. Kimmy.
What?
Okay, what have you ever searched through just to find evidence if your man was cheating on you or not?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
What have I searched through?
Okay. Yes.
They're talking.
Okay, let me see. Honestly, I don't think I even have really taken the energy to really try to really search through. I do the more direct approach and be like, nigga, I know you lying. Like, what the fuck are you doing? I don't have the energy to be snooping.
Sounds like the third degree to me.
I'd rather do that than try to find your passwords and go through your phone. Ain't nobody got time for that. Nigga, is you cheating? Let me know so I could be about my business. I don't got time for that.
You know she rolled the neck when she said that, right? I'm just putting that in every last night.
I think Nay is on here.
Yeah, yeah, Nay is.
I just wanted to say, I think Micah said that I had just described women when I said the most sophisticated cheaters never change their schedule. I learned that shit from a dude. Like, there was a time when I first came on Game, there was a dude that I kicked it with. Name now that shall remain nameless that taught me the most that I could ever know about cheating because he was married and he had his stuff so like done to the T to the point where he just was like he never changed his schedule. I'd be like, oh my God, she's gonna know. Don't worry about this. You just hold on for a second. I'm gonna tell her the same thing. Can't change your schedule. He would do everything like on point, on point, on point. And I was like, wow. Okay. So I see how you've, you know, learned how to do what you're supposed to do. That's because he's been cheating for like years. So it's like a learned thing. And I think most dudes, they don't have the stamina to keep up with the cheating. That's why they get caught all the time. And females are more used to multitasking. The more experienced dudes, I think, are able to cheat for a long time. That's when you have dudes to be cheating for like 20 years and stuff like that. That's because they know what they're doing. It's a learned behavior. You got to learn how to do it.
All right. Cheating 101 by my niece.
Thank you.
Better watch out, Mike. Give her a tether.
She is not cheating on Mike. Mike handling his business.
I know. I'm just saying.
People cheat when you don't handle your business. Handle your business, then you won't have nothing to worry about.
No, that's bullshit because when you do that, you're blaming the cheatee. And it's not always the cheatee's fault. That's bullshit.
I'm talking about handling your business on both parts.
No, you just said that she would cheat if he wasn't handling his business. That's what
and
said.
If she wasn't handling her business either.
I think it goes back to the whole thing about being compatible in a relationship. And I think that most people don't wait to see if they're compatible for real. They just jump into it because we're human. We want, if for whatever reason you're seeking a relationship, you want to make sure, you want to think that the person that you were talking to that day is the one. Everybody's looking for the one. So you're going to hop into it and do what you need to do to see if that person's the one. Sometimes it's just not the one. And then you get caught out there. And then I guess human nature kicks in and then you start cheating or whatever because you don't want to like let the person go. But then that comes into being selfish. That's why I think everybody said it. Cheating is selfish. It's about you. You're not thinking about the other person's feelings.
I agree with that.
Now, without solid evidence, do you continue to sleep with your partner as usual until they're caught?
Hell no.
Well, I don't know. It depends on how strongly you... Damn, did he just get knocked? So what happened to Mike? Did you just hit him? Oh, no. I think it depends on how convinced you are that they are cheating. You know, if you really, really sure, but just ain't caught them, then yeah, obviously I think you cut shit off. But if it's just like basic suspicion or something, then I think then you kind of let them be innocent until proven guilty.
And cutting shit off never works.
That's true.
Cutting shit off is like just playing into the game of whoever the chick that's trying to get at your dude is going. That's just going to accomplish nothing. You don't cut it off. You just condom the fuck up.
No, okay, that works too. That works too.
Now, this happens to a lot of couples. If you contracted a curable STD from your partner, and they still deny cheating, what would be your reaction?
Hi, mommy.
Cutting it off. I mean, the relationship is pretty much, you know, at least cut off at that point.
Right. Yeah. Once you burn me, literally.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Wow.
Because there are some. Mostly, I've dealt with women who've been in this situation where they actually, you know, doubt themselves because their partner sounds so believable in his denial. You know, I would never, ever cheat on you, baby. I don't know. I can't figure out what happened.
It's wow. Not that he's believable. Definitely. It's that they want to believe that person so bad.
Yes,
because yeah. Right, they're in denial because they love that person and they don't want to believe that person could hurt them like that. So no matter what he said, they already made up in their mind that no, this can't be true. Mm-hmm. He could even admit it, and she'd be like, no, he's lying. That can't be.
Yeah, that whole incontrovertible.
It can be the same thing, because she had said woman. She had said woman, so that's what I was basing it off. But people could be so in love.
Kimmy, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, okay? Look. I wasn't messing with no other female, all right? I got it in the horns game. In the stall. Somebody must have left it on the handle or something. Nah, I got it.
They left it in the bathroom handle.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, I know, boo. Yeah. I told you to be careful when you go to them bathrooms. I told you to take them wet wipes. Why don't you listen to me?
Sorry, baby. I'm sorry you got the applause in your drawers. Oh. Will you ever forgive?
Sounds like this has happened before.
I'm so mad at the applause in your drawers.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around that. I'm
the clap, yeah, man. I'm the clap.
Oh, God. How much experience I have for that?
When you think about it, that does sound kind of crazy.
What radio? You ain't getting this somewhere else, ladies and gentlemen.
I didn't know if that was crabs and it was the people. In the I don't know.
Oh my God, that got me crying.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my Jesus.
This isn't the place, but I have to share this. I remember one time when I was in college, and some dude, you know, you're in college, you know, exploring and stuff like that, and some dude came to me. He was like, yo, I think you should check yourself out, because I got crabs. I was like, crabs? I was like, what? We used condoms. We used everything. What are you talking about? I was so scared. I went to my mother and told her, and I was like, oh, mommy, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. She was like, fool. She said, if you had crabs, you would know. I said, oh.
Wow. Okay. She said, you guys have a heart attack.
I don't know if you noticed, but condoms won't keep you from getting crabs.
No, that's true.
Sure don't.
Preach.
Wow. No, well, I didn't know at the time, but
shaving
suffice
myself,
to say, I didn't have it, but it was scary.
Wow. Could any of you accept being part of the reason why your partner cheated on you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Part of the reason?
I don't have a problem You know what? I have this thing, and Star, I'm going to need you to close your ears in case I have to use this on you. But, I have this thing where I will apologize for every damn thing in the world just so that you will admit doing whatever it is that you're doing. I don't care. I'll apologize for the Holocaust. I don't care. Somebody's got to take responsibility. And so, you know, I'll say, okay, you know what? It's my fault that you cheated because I was not doing you the way that you were supposed to do. And I'm the wrong person. I should be punished. Whatever it is that you feel like I deserve, go on ahead and give it to me. You want the belt? You want to poison me? Whatever it is, you know, it's that reverse psychology thing. I learned that from watching The Golden Child, but it works. He'd be like, no, baby, it wasn't you. You didn't do anything. It was me. It was all me. I was the one who went out. You was doing everything right.
Y'all listening to this? Fellas, y'all listening to this, right? Remember
I'm not believing. Let's go.
Starting
that's a good one.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
But you know what, though? I think it's all about, accountability. I think it's all about accountability. I mean, you know, at some point, you know, Could there have been some action that caused your own personal actions that caused someone to do something else? Maybe, I don't know. You know, I don't necessarily believe that I can attribute my behavior to someone else's behavior. I don't believe in that. I take accountability for my own actions. If I make the decision to step out, that's all on me. I'm not going to blame it on somebody else because I made an adult decision to do what I did.
There you go.
I agree. I think that being grown in a relationship means that you gotta like be responsible for maintaining the relationship. That means work on both sides. But to actually go out and do the act, nobody's sticking your stuff in somebody else and pushing you that far or whatever. That's you deciding to do that.
9 times out of 10, right.
Okay, well, what would be? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
What would be the reason to work on the relationship instead of just letting it go?
You mean after they cheated?
Yes.
I mean, depending. You got kids. You're married. Is this a marriage? Is this a girlfriend? I think it would depend on everything involved in that. Girlfriend, I'd probably be done.
Difference too.
If it was just a girlfriend, I'd probably be done. Because I'm real bad on trust issues as it is. So if I catch you fucking around, it's pretty much a wrap. But a wife, and you got a little more, you know, to lose there. So I think I might be more willing to work it out then.
Right, because you have a personal investment.
And I also think it depends on the situation too. Was she cheating in the house with your brother? Did she get caught fucking a football? Did she get caught fucking a football team? You know,
was
they running bustos on her? You know, because you can't redeem that. If your wife just got ran bust those on by the Dallas Cowboys, then that bitch is a whore.
What the fuck?
And there's no coming back from that.
I see your point.
Yeah, I agree with Finn about the wife. I'm trying to work
you're
it out.
Right. 5 on that. Your wife got caught busting it. Getting it bust open on World Star. There's no coming back.
But well, that's no everybody to see.
Right.
That's catching right there.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
And it'd be bad if somebody was in the background screaming out World Star, too. That'd be worse. It was an accomplice.
Wow.
Just a hot mess.
Well, I want to thank everybody for participating in the talk show today. We actually have come to the end, but next week we're actually going to pick up from the point of view of the person that you've cheated with. So we're going to talk from the point of view of a mistress or a maintenance man, and then the aftermath.
Jab?
That's a great song they're playing right there.
Jody.
So we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you, everyone.
God bless. Good night.
And if you are cheating, strap it up. Strap it up. Don't take it home.
Duct tape. I'm out. Don't use a work radio condom because you know damn well that thing got holes.
Bye-bye.
Y'all